Way News, I'm Philip Alexiou. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's open to meeting with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani should the right circumstances present themselves.
I think he's going to want to meet. I think Iran wants to get this situation straightened out. Now, is that based on fact or based on gut? That's based on gut. But they want to get their situation straightened out.
The idea of meeting came after Iran's foreign minister made a brief and unannounced visit to the G7 summit in France on Sunday. But Mr. Trump says a deal with Iran could be made quickly, but only if Iran agrees to a few things.
We're looking for no nuclear weapons, no ballistic missiles, and a longer period of time. Very simple. We can have it done in a very short period of time.
The president saying he's not seeing any kind of regime, not seeking any regime change with Iran, but he wants the country to stop terrorism. With a group of seven nations, will have to move forward with the U.S. if it wants to address climate change. President Trump deciding not to attend any of those discussions as he remains a climate skeptic. Nonetheless, the U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is facing a dramatic climate emergency.
We are on track for 2015 to 2019 to be the five hottest years on record.
Guterres says young people today are the ones leading the way in the fight against climate change.
The G7 was an excellent opportunity to appeal for a very strong engagement of the international community. The youth has been leading the way. We will start the summit with a youth climate summit in the UN, but we need, especially those countries that belong to the G7, to give a positive example.
And as for President Trump and what he thinks, he says he'd rather not waste the country's wealth on dreams of windmills. This is VOA News. A Palestinian base in eastern Lebanon near the border with Syria has been attacked by what local officials and media are reporting as Israeli drones amid rising tensions in the Middle East. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Three strikes just minutes apart apparently hit the base of a Syrian-backed group known as the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine General Command, an ally of the Lebanese Hezbollah militant group. The base is located near the village of Kusava in the eastern Bekaa Valley. An official of the Palestinian group said that the strike was carried out by Israeli drones and did not inflict any casualties. He accused the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of using such attacks to boost his credentials ahead of Israel's parliamentary elections next month. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran has sold the oil from a tanker released by Gibraltar after weeks in the custody of British Royal Marines. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
Iran has sold oil from a tanker released by Gibraltar after weeks in the custody of British Royal Marines. The IRIB news agency quoted an Iranian government spokesman on Monday. It added that the vessel's owner will decide its next destination, but didn't identify the recipient of the oil carried by the Adrian Darya tanker. The ship was released after a five-week standoff over whether it was carrying Iranian oil to Syria in violation of European Union sanctions.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Well, he may have a challenger after all. A former Republican congressman is launching a challenge to President Trump for the 2020 Republican presidential nomination. AP's Tim McGuire has more on that.
Harvey Weinstein is due to be arraigned on a new indictment that prosecutors say will allow them.
We'll get to that story later on. Well, the crew of the International Space Station successfully relocated a Soyuz space capsule to another docking port today. The move is to facilitate the rendezvous with another spacecraft. The maneuver followed Saturday's failed docking of the unmanned Soyuz spacecraft. Another attempt will be made Tuesday. Australia says it wants to deny terrorists the opportunity to glorify their crimes online. Now, there's been increased scrutiny of websites and social media since the live streaming on Facebook of the mosque attacks in New Zealand back in March. The alleged gunman, a 28-year-old Australian Britton Tarrant, murdered 51 people and injured dozens more. A 17-minute video showed a lone gunman dressed in black shooting at worshippers and was circulated widely online. Possession of the footage has been banned in New Zealand, and Tarrant has denied charges of murder, attempted murder, and a terrorism offense. In response to the massacre, a crisis coordination center will be set up to stop those kinds of things on the Internet. This is VOA News.
The Voice of OAA.